It's interesting that you should have mentioned that time comes to a stop at the event horizon, because David went on to ask, how does gravity distort time?
Well, it causes a time difference as you get deeper in what we call the potential well, as you go deeper in the gravitational well. And it's an effect which was first measured on Earth in the 1950s and is actually very relevant today if you use a sat-nav, because there are the GPS satellites orbiting the Earth, and through timing, you pick them up on your GPS detector, your sat-nav, and the timing enables your sat-nav to work out exactly where you are. Now, they have to take into account Doppler shifts due to the satellites moving around the Earth. But also, and it's more important, they have to take into account that the satellites are orbiting, the satellites have got clocks in them, and they're orbiting further out in the Earth's gravitational potential. And you have to take into account the gravitational redshift, as we call it, between the satellite and your detector. In fact, it would be a blue shift because they're above us. If you didn't correct your sat-nav, I mean, of course, you personally don't do it. It's in the software in the sat-nav. But if it was not corrected for, it would be a time shift which would accumulate 10 kilometers error per day. So that means if you went on a journey of 12 hours, you would end up being 5 kilometers out if you weren't taking general relativity into account. So that's this theory, which is nearly 100 years old, about how time and space are distorted by gravity, really having an impact on everyday life.
And how does that sort of thing scale up when we're talking about a black hole? Because obviously Earth has a limited, a finite gravitational attraction. Black holes, it's incredible the amount of distortion it must cause. Do we know actually how well it scales up, and then if it does just break down within the event horizon?
That's what the theory predicts. With observations I've been making of material swirling around black holes, and we can see what are called spectral lines from the material, we can see those being shifted by a factor of two or more. So this is a very large time, I mean, it's a frequency shift, but it's equivalent to a time shift. So time is slowing down as we perceive it around these black holes. So I've no doubt whatsoever that this gravitational redshift becomes very large. As you get closer and closer to the black hole, this effect becomes more and more acute. And essentially, the event horizon is where time just appears to stand still.
And we've said that New Star is observing higher energy X-rays than previous observatories have done. Yes. I guess that's probing hotter material, which is closer in towards that black hole. So is that testing general relativity in a more extreme environment?
It would be wonderful if it could, and it's an interesting speculation you make there. But actually, I don't think we're going to look much closer in. Whilst you might imagine, it would be good to guess that maybe it gets hotter, it's not as simple as that. And a lot of the very hot energetic stuff is actually from jets and stuff that's pushing out from it.